Oh, my God. Excuse is I actually have I have three of these wrestling shirts, the same exact one, $7 a piece. Yeah. Who cares?
I shop at the same f-ing store at Target. I get all the Star Wars shirts. Done.
I got this from Target, Top Gun.
I went to Kohl's. I came home with like six or eight graphic tees. So I'm showing my wife, and four of them were the exact same ones I've already owned already. She goes, "You just bought the same shirts?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. It is Wednesday, and that means it's time for Wins and Whiffs of the Week. I'm Shane. Here's Brandon. There's Page Puncher Chris, Hoodie Charles, and the Empire Strikes Back version of Lord Walden.
The best movie of the franchise, by the way.
False.
Empire Strikes Back.
I agree.
Correct. I agree.
Hold on. I can't find the false. Oh, there we go.
Correct. Ooh, false. 4-1.
Shane is a huge Jedi person.
Oh, yep.
Love Jedi.
Because yeah. Leia. Boosh.
Boosh. Beesh.
The whole movie
wow,
is so great.
Boosh. Chicka wow wow.
Boosh. Chicka wow wow.
The whole movie is so great. I love it.
I wouldn't say great, but.
By the time this airs, Mandalorian is over.
Thank God.
Mandalorian season 3 is over. But we've seen most of the season. I'm loving it. Charles.
Out of 10 thumbs up, I'm putting up 9.9 thumbs.
Wow.
Oh, that's a lot of thumbs.
So many thumbs.
Why does he have so many thumbs?
Yeah. I should keep going around. John, how do you love it?
I don't love it.
Skip over him. Skip over him. Skip over Chris. Go right to Brandon.
Okay, Chris, how are you feeling about it?
Complete garbage. I stopped after two episodes ago, so I'm not even watching it anymore.
Brandon, what do you think about Mandalorian season 3? all right, so go ahead, Brandon.
Oh, okay.
Trash.
I like where they're going now.
Mm-hmm.
The road to get there has been a little bumpy, especially with some random characters that I could probably do without. I don't know why it's just like they just needed to put people in there for the sake of putting people in there. I don't know. They could have just gone straight with the story from the beginning and kind of draw it out a little bit more of like the interesting parts. But I like where they're going now, and I can see where they're headed with this. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see Thrawn in the last episode of season 3.
Oh, now you're making a prediction that is going to be out there like a softball because everyone else is going to already seen the episode.
I'm going to tell you
what. See if you're right.
Not only did I stop watching because I think it's absolutely terrible. There's one great episode that I think I've seen out of the five that I saw. But I actually went back and watched Obi-Wan Kenobi show, and I loved that show way more than I liked season 3 of Mando. And that's saying a lot because you know I didn't like Obi-Wan.
You hated Obi-Wan at first.
Yeah.
It's so good. I'm definitely going to go back and watch it.
I watched it all over again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to. I haven't even watched one episode of Andor.
Oh, so. Well. Start with episode 1 and you will pass out.
It's a tough watch. Yeah, it's very tough.
Well, let's put it this way. All of these shows now have the benefit for viewers of being able to
put you to sleep.
Well,
rewind.
To binge watch them. So John, when you run through, I think it's six episodes of Andor or eight? Maybe it's 8 episodes. When you watch through 8 episodes at your own pace,
John will have the benefit of liking it more.
Yeah, you've got a 10 to 20% better shot at liking it because you don't have to wait a whole week.
Yeah,
John's not watching it, and he's definitely not liking it.
See, I actually I actually think it's the opposite. I actually think John will like it because for me it was the most decent show out of all of them.
So they originally planned it to be a movie and then they broke it up into episodes, which is why.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Andor? It was a movie.
Yeah. No,
movie.
Obi-Wan.
It was the next Star Wars story after Han Solo, after Solo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because Solo didn't perform, you know, they said as well as they wanted, they changed things and Obi-Wan was not a movie anymore.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
I've been watching Supernatural.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Let's just.
All right.
Next. All right. Can you knock him off the screen, Shane?
But he can bring himself back, though. That's the only problem. He's going to bring himself back. Watch. You can argue for or against. If you loved Obi-Wan, then you're probably happy that it was not a movie because you ended up with, you know, 5 to 6 hours of Obi-Wan rather than 2 hours of it.
2 hours, yeah.
If you didn't love it, if you feel it was a little drawn out, I could understand making the argument like, hey, it could have been a good 2.5-3 hours versus, you know, a drawn out 6 hours. But I really liked it. I'm going to go back and watch it again. My kids are finishing up Book of Boba Fett right now, and we're in the Mando episodes, and those Mando episodes are great.
Shane,
I just watched them building the N1.
Your kids have been on that series for about 6 months.
I was going to say the same thing, Charles. I actually felt the same thing.
Because you know what? My son has watched it like 3 times on his own on his tablet, and my daughter's getting mad at him that he's not waiting for her, so then he has to go back and watch it again. But we just saw him building the N1 and flying through Beggar's Canyon, and
he was about to do what I'm going to do. Peace out.
He doesn't want to bring himself back. All right, everyone, it is time.
Silence is golden.
The wins of the week. What happened to John? All right, let's see. John, you're up first this week.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. You got the crawl ready?
Oh, boy.
There we go. All right. In my pursuit of... of collecting the Superpowers collection from 1984 through 1986. There was a fourth wave that was supposed to come out, but it was never to be because Kenner failed to be. Right. Anyway, so this is another third waiver.
The Lobot?
Behold the Golden Pharaoh.
Wait, why don't we have you up here?
I don't know. Why don't you?
I don't know. I was so good with the camera last episode.
Behold the Golden Pharaoh.
What?
How'd you do that?
All right.
How many times is John going to say it? Behold the Golden Pharaoh.
All right, you ready?
It's Lord Walden to you. He's beholding as Lord Walden.
All right, hang on.
An investment in garbage.
I'm going to wind up breaking his thumb.
Charles, right. That's been on the screen for two whole minutes.
Behold the Golden Pharaoh.
Oh, God.
All right. So here's the story behind this guy. I'm not, he's one of those characters that was kind of made up for the line.
It looks like it.
I know, right? But then they started introducing him in the comics. In the DC universe, so now he is part of the canon, but he was designed for the Superpowers line.
Kind of looks like Lex Luthor.
He kind of does a little bit. And what happened was I got a lot in the other, and I never really, I was like, one day I'll get the Golden Pharaoh, maybe, maybe not, whatever. But I got that, I got a huge lot of toys in a couple weeks ago. And there was a whole bunch of just like different accessories and stuff. I'm pulling out the accessories and everything, and I find this. It's Golden Pharaoh's staff. The scarab on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I was like, holy crap, That thing's like $100.
Yeah. Damn.
Just for the staff. So I found the figure for a pretty good deal on eBay, just the figure. Because I got this with the lot. So now he's about $225.
He's 195 now. Yeah.
Yeah. 195 and dropping.
Wait. Okay, still works. So he's about $225 for that figure.
There was a little drag.
There was a little drag.
Yeah, one arm was a little. He's broken.
For sale next week on.
on Rogue Five. But yeah, so one step closer. Golden Pharaoh.
One step closer and two steps back.
So I got a pretty good deal on the figure, and already had the staff. So
nice.
And we marked this down. No one has said the name of their item more than John has said Golden Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Behold the Golden Pharaoh.
That story kind of sounds like what happened to me with the R2 pop-up is I got a small collection – or no, I'm sorry, a small collection of accessories, and I bought them in a bag, and I couldn't tell everything that was in there, and there was like a little sliver of green, and I got it, and it was an R2 pop-up saber in there.
Jeez.
So I worked backwards by getting, getting lucky with the saber and then getting, a figure. The figure is the lesser of the two. So
yeah, exactly.
Well, there are more figures coming because there was a lot of accessories in that just box of trash. I mean, just like the box was.
And this walked into your shop or what?
Huh?
This walked into your shop or what?
Yeah, I walked in my shop a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
But in the box with all the other stuff in the bottom was just a bunch of trash. I mean, I had to take a shower afterwards after going through it.
Oh, really? God.
It was that gross. But found some really cool stuff in there.
Nice. All right. Very good.
Yep.
We are going to the left coast.
Oh, hey, Brandon.
Oh, hey.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Brandon.
Charles knows what this is.
Oh, Jesus.
Must be Lego.
Cereal?
It's a box of cereal. Wheaties.
Nice.
Vintage. Box of Wheaties, the collector's edition.
Vintage.
Oh, you should.
Here we go.
Put it up, Shane. Investment in garbage.
I actually did pretty good. I got this for less than retail.
Nice.
Right, Charles?
Yeah,
$40 is retail
because no one cares. Investment in garbage.
Ahsoka.
It's got Ahsoka. There you go. I'm starting the Lego push.
Oh boy,
Lego is so hot right now. Ridiculous.
And it probably is, but it's just
scary. It is. It's ridiculously hot.
Crazy.
You know, we have this crawl. If you have an event, Brandon will attend it. It's like we need a different one now. It's like if you put a toy line in front of Brandon, he will collect it.
Yeah, he will collect it.
Like Charles starts collecting something, Brandon has to collect it. Chris says something about something, Brandon starts buying them. Loves collecting.
What I do notice is that these Lego figures are timeless. So there's kids keep buying them and they keep producing them or canceling or retiring them.
Yeah.
Which makes the value go up, and these box sets are ridiculous. So
vaulted. I don't know if they use that word for Lego vaulted. They use that for pops.
Vaulted.
Yeah, vaulted pops.
Yeah, I don't know. It's good for investment purposes. So I know a lot of people have been doing it, but I just figured I'd buy a set here and there. So can't turn it down when it's less than retail.
This is so hypocritical to say because we're doing a show about collecting vintage Star Wars, which is just a little piece of plastic too, but like I just got a set for my son for recently. The Easter Bunny brought him a set recently. I should say.
Wait, what?
Which one?
Lego set?
The Easter Bunny?
Yeah, Mando and a Tusken Raider little set with like a speeder bike and a little hut.
I have it.
he saw that real? in the catalog, and he was like, look at what this one comes with. And then, you know, so then a month later he got it. Just watching, you know, seeing the pieces that are in there, it's like it blows. And this isn't vintage. This is new plastic. You know, it's a new toy. To see what they charge for Lego is just mind boggling. When you see it's a bag of plastic pieces, it's like some of these sets are like, you know, $100 for a new set. It's not a retired thing. It's not vintage. What a racket.
How do you feel about the one you bought? That thing is like $24.99 or something.
I think it was $30, I think.
He's complaining about a $25.
No. What I'm saying is for the Lego collectors who buy these, they look great on the shelf and the boxes are awesome, but you know, when we grew up, the figures were $2 and Legos sets were probably $5, you know. To see young kids like have to get a $75 set they want is so expensive.
That's why the minifigures are worth so much money.
Yeah. I have my cousin's son, you know, he's like in middle school.
My cousin's
and he loves Lego, and he puts the sets together, he displays them on his shelf in his room. And there's ones that he likes, like the Harry Potter ones, the castle and stuff. They're so expensive. Like, you can't just go buy that. You got to wait for a birthday or you got to save up money. It's just crazy how expensive they are. All right.
You want to stay on the Lego train or?
Oh, yeah. We can stay.
Let's jump on, baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump off, so don't worry.
Staying on the train, I picked up a Thrawn.
Oh, nice.
Thrawn.
Is that I picked Thrawn? Up a General Spawn.
is that Thrawn or Thrawn? Which did you make sure you got the right one?
Thong?
So
Grand Admiral Thong.
As we all know, Thrawn will be on the new Ahsoka series. So yes. There is only one Lego minifigure, and this is it. He shot up to like $175.
Oh my god!
Like right Lord. Away. So. I have like four of them. I think this one I paid $80, something like that.
I have 17 of them.
Nope, not 17, Chris. Four.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Just minus what you said by 13, and you're finally correct.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I have about four.
What set is he coming?
The garbage can.
He came in some like ship. I don't have it. So. Thrawn, here he is.
General Thrawn.
Yeah. I have my finger on the Lego Pulse. There is no rumored Thrawns for the entire year. So this will be the only one still.
Right. I love how we all show like a new collectible every week, and Charles just holds up like a Ziploc bag full of minifigures. And he's like, here's my win of the week. I have 52 Paz Vizslas.
Yeah.
So he was about $12 to $15. Yeah. He is about $50 right now.
Wow.
Once, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched boy. The last Mandalorian or
who cares?
Near the end of Mandalorian.
Mando. Garbage.
You can switch off this right now, but he dies. So. His
allegedly
General Spawn.
Allegedly,
he went from like $15 to $50.
So, is that a big strikeout for the investment wizard? You missed that one.
I haven't.
Yeah, but you should have had
so
a bag
many
of
Mandalorian's Forge.
You should have had a bag of 70 of those, though, right? Yeah.
I have six, maybe seven.
Oh, all right, that's not bad. It's an investment. All right, very good.
Mandalorian is where he comes in.
All right, do you want to keep the train moving?
Are we moving to Waldenland or
no, we're going to keep the train moving.
Oh, we're getting more Legos.
Oh, the Golden Pharaoh.
Oh, more Legos.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
It's a disease.
There she is.
If it says Boosh, I'm buying it.
Not though. Yeah, so still sealed. I haven't opened it yet, but
are you
a
going
lot of people
to?
Know that they came out with new new helmets in the line recently, a couple new helmets. So yeah, we'll definitely open this, put this together with my kids, display it. And I've had a couple people who might be watching this now reach out to me already that there's some there's a light piece available, like, you know, it's like third party, whatever, available on eBay and stuff that to replace this that will actually light up with LEDs. So yeah, once I put it together, I'll check it out and I might do something like that just for fun. So yeah, the box is really nice. It's impressive packaging. I guess, you know, they consider this kind of like one of their higher end pieces, you know, higher end line, because it's more of like a collectible display as opposed to a set. I don't know, but the box is really nice.
Yeah. So like I said, my finger is on the Lego Pulse. Mm-hmm. They are not going to make any more of these helmets or anything. So
after this, they're not making any more?
No. They're all done with helmets.
Expensive one, the mobile one?
No, all of them. They're not going to make any more helmets.
I know, but the Boba one is the highly sought after one right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did far,
do they realize that they're losing money on it? Is that why? Or what? Yeah.
No, it's just
they're not selling well. Like, or?
Huge sellers, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, they're expensive. Here's, expensive. I mean, the retail on these is $69.99. So it's like, again, I'll tell you right now, I was in Target before I got this delivered. I actually ordered this off the Lego website. Because I had like a, there was like a discount or something that popped up on like Honey, you know, which is part of PayPal. And it was like, oh, if you order from the official Lego site, you get like 15% off or something. So I was like, oh, I'll do that rather than going to Target or whatever, because save a few bucks and get it from Lego. And I was in Target before this got delivered. And I saw the other helmets that came out before this that were on the shelves. And I was walking through looking them at the different sets with my son. And there was another kid who was like, it was him and his brother. They were probably like 9 and like 12. And they're talking to their dad, like, oh, I want to get this helmet. I also want to get this helmet. And the kid had saved up like allowance. I heard the whole conversation right next to me. Saved up allowance to pick out a Lego. And he could only afford to get one Lego. He was going to spend $70 on a Lego set. And it's just like, blew my mind. Like, how long did it take a 9-year-old to put that together? Is like all his birthday money. Like, it's just an expensive toy, but kids love them. They're really popular. Mm-hmm. But he did want to get a helmet, and I was like, oh man, helmet, you put it together and it just like sits there. Get a play set that you can, you know, yeah, play with.
Yeah.
Yep. Helmet.
What did you just say?
Helmet.
That's his win of the week. Put this man on American Idol.
I actually don't have a win of the week, so my win of the week was me singing Helmet.
Oh. Awesome. So.
Mm. Well, no, it was our win of the week.
Oh, okay.
Did you say whiff, John? Say whiff of the week. All right. Well, let's get everybody back on here. Do we have a whiff of the week? Anybody have a shipping disaster? Anything come in not as expected? Anything break in your collection? Thankfully, no. John, how about the shop? Anything wonky over there? Anything surprise you this week?
Hey, John, anything messed up at your shop?
Yeah.
Well, anybody no, you know,
actually, I sort of have like a kind of like a whiff type thing. I had gotten in like a lot of loose figures that Charles had seen like a week or two prior. And it's the weirdest thing. I never saw a bunch of loose figures that the figures itself were actually, you know, pretty nice, decent shape. But all the accessories look like someone put them all in their mouth, chewed on them and then spit them back out, because every one of them had scuffs, scratches, bite marks, bent in the sabers. I'm like, it was like every accessory. It was basically like the guy must have collected and didn't know that the accessory was any bit valuable whatsoever. He just cared about the figure.
And
I've never seen that before.
That sucks if you weren't expecting that. If you were expecting decent accessories, because that's where all your money is, either
of course
accessories or completing the figures.
All the money is in the accessory, so you're looking at the figure and you're like, all right, this thing looks pretty nice, and you're not really getting every close-up of every angle. And then you get the like all the blasters and the sabers in and everything, you're like, why does every one of these look like they were gargled by a three-year-old?
So what did you do? Did you go over to Charles's house and like swap them out when he wasn't looking?
Yes, yeah, I switched them all out. Charles,
did you stick all the crappy accessories in the figure's hands? That would
have been the best move. Yours was at my house. Lego. That's it.
That's
General Thawne.
General Spawn.
General Spawn.
I actually said what did I say? Thawne.
Thawne. Yeah.
The Thawne.
Thong. The thong.
If by chance you mess up even 1% on this show, there's only four of the people on here, 10 people are yelling at you.
Yeah.
Well, people still say blaster because I was drunk one episode and didn't say blaster.
I was watching
five times in a row.
Yeah.
I was watching a live sale literally like either last night or the night before, and somebody was saying blasper.
Really?
Yeah, the person running the sale was using blasper with the figures. It was hilarious. So
does General Spawn hang out with Omar Bunk?
Love Omar Bunk.
Love it.
Omar Bunk.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for another episode of Wednesday's Wins and Whiffs of the Week. Thank you very much for being here with us and checking out our new collectibles. We appreciate it. Comment below. We might pick some random comments coming soon and surprise somebody with a little giveaway. So comment, and comment again. We want to see what you have to say about this episode. And we have some fun episodes coming up very soon. We have some guests lined up that are going to join us from different areas of the hobby and Star Wars universe and such. We also have live episodes, live streaming here on YouTube, at least once a month. So keep an eye out for that as well. And you can join us and chat live with us and ask questions and have some fun. And of course, we have our episodes every weekend, Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. And you can subscribe to the YouTube channel to be alerted of new content. All right, guys, that's going to do it. Thanks very much for being here. And we'll see you next time on Five Idiots Talking Toys. Page punchers.
Bye, Grand Admiral Thawne.
Thong, 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 thong.
Oh, wait, that really lessens the resale value.